Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to rise this morning and start on our way, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless the guest today and each guest who comes on the show to just grow in their ministry and to grow in you. And we're asking, would you bless the show to be something that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And the scripture for today comes from Mark 6 and 31, and it reads, "Then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. I have read to you Mark 6 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest today. My guest today is a gospel rapper, up and coming, with swag. She has been on many platforms, and she just wants to share the word of God. I am introducing to some and presenting to others, Miss Beezy. Miss Beezy, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Your girl Beezy is here.
All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry here. And so,
okay.
All right. My first question is, tell me a little bit about your rapping and transitioning into the gospel world.
It was very difficult to be doing hip-hop music for so long, street music. I'm from New Orleans, so it was a different culture of music for the hip-hop concern of it. And then I was a female. It's already a male-dominating game. So to be a female to do hip-hop music, I have to be more than on top of my game. I had to be coming more. I had to look at myself as I'm not just a female for as a female doing music. I got to be looking at myself as I'm a hip-hop artist. So anyone and everyone that's coming for us in that circle, I want to be and I have to be better than. So to cross over to the gospel world and to humble myself and to be patient and not look at music in that way anymore, it took a lot of discipline, like a lot of long nights. It took a lot of praying. It took a lot of reading the scripture to really get my self-esteem and my confidence and my cockiness down to be low level, because when you're doing Christ music, nothing else matters but Christ.
That's
when
you
reach his people, that's the only thing that matters. So, yeah, it took some time. It definitely took some time.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Now, what type of Christian rap are you influenced by?
In general, to say the truth, it don't really matter. I just love music. So country, rock and roll, R&B, soul, it really don't matter. I just listen to music. I'm big on hip-hop because that's what I grew up on, and that's what my heart is really in. But for music in general, it don't really matter. I can listen to almost about anything. If they have a nice beat in it, it makes sense, and I can understand what they're saying, and they have a message to it, I can listen to about anything. It really don't matter.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Now, being that you have had many opportunities in Christian rap, where do you see yourself in ministry? And who is your audience? Who are you rapping to?
I'm basically rapping to anyone that'll listen. Anyone that's looking for a change. Anyone that's looking for something different. Anyone that's trying to get outside of the church, the strong religion, and you have to be this way to do this, and you have to do this to be this way, to get outside of that body, to get outside of that crowd, to get outside of that box. and really live for God in the way that He called you to live.
That's right.
Anyone that's willing to do that or have an idea or want to do that, I'm speaking to them, no matter the age.
That's good. That's good. We need to make sure that our ministry reaches out to everyone. That is excellent, DZ. That's right. All right, tell me a little bit about your events that you have been invited to, that you have been invited to, and which ones are the most memorable?
Lately I've been, recently I've been doing a lot of radio interviews. Had a few church events, but tell you the truth, I've been having basically the same experience through all of them, but I had one back in, 11. I went to a church, I can't remember the name of the church, but I went to a church and I performed one of my old songs. It's on my new album, but it's on a different track. And as I was performing that song, it had a mother of the church. She probably was probably in the late 80s. And I was rapping, and when I glanced, in her direction, she was rapping my hook. Like, she had caught on just that fast, and she was bouncing, even up with me. And when I looked, her words was even up with me, like she knew every word, and she knew exactly what she knew as far as understanding my music and understanding rap. Like, I never really seen a woman or anyone of that age catch on to rap that fast and enjoy it. It was crazy. She almost threw me off because I wanted to laugh so bad. It was crazy, but I had to focus and I just kept going. But it took me to a place where I was very humble and I was very appreciative. Like, that was crazy. That was a memorable moment. I'll never forget.
Okay. All right. Now, do you write your own lyrics, and can you give us a brief sample of your style?
I'm going to tell you this. I don't write. Everything comes from my head. I started writing back in 2006. I haven't really wrote anything since then. And when I do write, I have to write it to get copyrighted. Before it's just hearing a track and getting the message and getting the song title and the message behind the song, everything comes from my head. So, yeah, I can spit some for you, if that's okay with everybody out there. Yeah, I'll do something real quick.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay. No paper. Cause see, my mind is the pad, and when evil thoughts is what I start to think. No pencil. Cause see, my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer, spitting at every last single thing that blink. And I am the I that was deleted from Christ. Yes, I am the I that was copied and pasted in life. That I was being downloaded right, but my connection was denied. Cause the creator of all creations locked his Wi-Fi. Now I find myself searching for a signal, hot spot. It led me to the door of this world, hard knock. And I still can't believe who opened the door. I was like you, he was like you, man. I wasn't hoping for, but he was like you. I've been hoping for, but no fear. Come in, my dear, now. You tell me, am I wearing a little red riding hood in the skies? I could have sworn I saw the wolf in his eyes, rather than steal, kill, and destroy thee. Whispered in my ear, I got some anger for sale. And if you don't got the money, you can always pawn your joy. But don't get me wrong. You could call it a loan on a temporary paid in full. You can always get it back. But now I'm feeling like I got a red target on my back, and the enemy's bull is constantly in attack.
Excellent. Well done. So you like poetry, right?
I started out writing poems. I started writing poems, and it just led to something more. Poetry is in its own category, and music in its own category, but I believe it both is all words. At the end of the day, it's all power of words.
That's right. Ooh, that was great. Okay, thank you for sharing. All right.
Thank you.
What has the life of a Christian rapper taught you?
It taught me patience. It taught me forgiveness. It taught me to not get ahead of myself. It taught me to remain slow. It taught me how to walk in humility. It taught me the different meaning of music. They taught me how to deliver the music and who I'm delivering it to and why I'm delivering it to them. And they taught me the gospel. And that's the most important one out of all of them. They taught me his word. And as I continue on this journey, I know I've got so much more to learn because I'm not an old Christian. I'm a brand new Christian. So I got so much more to learn. I got so much more of the word to learn. And I got definitely so much of the gospel to learn. But I'm willing and I'm ready.
That's good. Okay. Now, what projects do you have going on currently?
Got an album about to hit the stores February 25th, 2014. I spit the gospel. My debut album, my very first album in both worlds, in the hip-hop world and in the Christian world, my very first album. And then I should be working on a new album soon, so I should be talking about that later on down the line, but right now it's my debut album, I Spit the Gospel. Should be online, in stores, everywhere, nationwide, February 25th.
Oh, well, bless you, and I wish the success of it.
Too.
I'm going to have to pick up a copy.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I need to get a copy.
Yes, yes, I will. All right. Now, is there anything you would like to share that has not already been shared?
Really what I want to share to my brothers and my sisters out there in my generation and the generation after me and right above me, if you're doing hip-hop music, but you feel like, you know, you're serving God in the way that you should be serving him, in the way that you can serve him, but when it comes to the music, you feel like there's a line that you have to draw because there's a lot of finances for, you know, hip-hop provide a lot of money, you know, a lot of fame, a lot of gold and a lot of diamonds and a lot of these different things, whips and everything that you hear and see on TV and on the radio. But I feel like if you really want to serve God and you really want that completion and you really want that peace and that joy, but at the same time you want to be you. You want to be you totally. You know, no mask, no dress-up clothes, no jewelry, just you stepping out, just out your body, out your box, like, just me. You take it out, you get it. I feel like gospel music is where it's at. The kingdom is where it's at. And I'm going to live a testimony, and I can speak on it. I have never found fulfillment like I feel now than doing the Christian music, doing the kingdom music, ever.
That's
just my honest opinion.
Okay. Now, BZ, our interview is almost over, but let me ask you this, because as you were speaking, I was thinking about something as well and listening to what you were saying. What would you now you're a young person, and so what would you tell the youth as far as if they was interested in Christian rap or if they just wanted to get closer to God?
I would tell them if you want to get closer to God, first you have to be called. And when you called, answer. And when you answer, basically allow yourself to get to know him in your own way. Don't listen to what people have told you. Don't listen to what you have seen on TV or seen in the church. Don't listen to none of that. Don't listen to your flesh. Just allow God to speak to you and live in you. In you the way he have to live in you, because he knew you before you was born. You know, he knew you before you was home in your mother's womb. So he knew exactly when you was going to come back, and he knew when you was going to leave. So allow God to use you in his own way. As far as doing the hip-hop music, as far as crossing over to the gospel, you still can do hip-hop music. It still can do the same exact tracks. You still can talk about the same exact things, but you're doing it in the word. You basically inspiring people, motivating people. I mean, you taking what you have been through and allowing someone else that's going through the same exact thing. You're like, hold up, bro. I did that. I already tripped in that puddle. Go around. I already fell in that ditch. You heard me cross it. That's basically what you're doing when you're doing your music, because at the end of the day, it's all a story. It's my story. It's your story. It's my sister's story. It's my brother's story. So use it. That's your tool.
Good.
That's your power.
That's good, BZ. Okay, and I sure do thank you for taking out the time of your busy schedule to even come and interview with me. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate it, too.
Right.
Like, it's both of a two-sided street. I appreciate it, too.
Good, good. Okay. And I ask God to bless your ministry, and thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Beezy, who shared her inspiration of gospel rapping with us. And today, or this morning, I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's FREDALOVE. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here, so be sure to check out that website. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, published, up-and-coming artists, actors, actresses, please be sure to Facebook Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Please, we should do that. I would love to have you on the show as well. All right. Be sure to continue to update your list of individuals who you are praying for. Make sure that you select 10 individuals. Make sure all individuals are not your family members or someone close. Make sure that there are individuals who you witnessed on the street or other individuals. Also, be sure on tomorrow to join us, as I will have a minister on tomorrow, a guest minister on Sunday, who will bring the Word of God, and I will have all that information on my Facebook page. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. There are a lot of new things that are opening up, so be sure to do that. Continue to pray. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure to stay on the Alfreda Love or the Freeda Love Facebook page for more updates on guests coming up and other events and other blessings and other things. Thank y'all so much. Goodbye, everybody.